Well, the big news globally, indeed, in the Celtics at the moment is the World Relay Track Relay Championships in China, and it's really great to report that we have a Donegal interest in that championships. Conor Kelly of Finn Valley, he's a member of the 4x4 squad. In fact, there are three Irish 4x4 squad, which is a great reflection on the progress, the development of that area of the sport out of Ireland. And you know, you have to qualify to get there first of all, and one of the targets for this Irish team and these Irish teams, indeed, was to qualify beyond these relay championships for the World Championships in Tokyo, which is the big athletics event of the year, actually, towards the end of the season. So, a Donegal interest in Conor Kelly, a very 17-year-old, believe it or not, a 17-year-old Finn Valley lad, really, really excellent prospect. Prospects going forward, but on this occasion, a member of the team. He was the star athlete yesterday on the 4x4 mixed relay. That 4x4 included, of course, Maudsley and indeed Adelecki, and he is the number one athlete handed over to Adelecki. He finished. He was about fourth on the handover. Adelecki brought them into real contention, and in the final lap, Maudsley was the final runner, and she got Ireland into a qualification spot for the final, which was held today, in fact. Now, the Irish team management then decided to pull most of that team with a view to qualifying a 4x4 women's team. So they needed Maudsley, they needed Adelecki for that, and that worked out for them as well. So a really good decision by Ireland there. And Conor then ran in the 4x4 men's team today. That team wasn't strong enough, isn't good enough, really. And he was disappointed indeed with his run. But he's gained an immense experience as at this world level. And we'll have to keep an eye on him now as the season kicks in. So that was Conor Kelly in action with Ireland, an Irish group, an Irish squad that did extremely well, qualifying two teams for the World Championships between yesterday and today, the 4x4 women and the mixed relay as well. So great opportunity there for a number of Irish athletes. Also around the northwest of the weekend, Leona Cook from Finn Valley, she won the Gartson 5 mile. Then we had Sifra Patterson running in the States in the Union Area Championships in New Jersey. She won the college race. She won the 800 metres in the 2:09. Looked extreme. Looked really, really good. Saw a video of it. Really, really, really classy run from her. We'll hear more of her, obviously. She obviously is chasing and has a qualification for the European Youth Olympics. So that's two Donegal athletes with qualifications, Erin Friel and indeed Sifra Patterson of Finn Valley. Now, Erin Friel of Letterkenny, she was in action yesterday. She was in Belfast for taking in a couple of events, but her impressive run was the 100 metres, 12:23, the B100, and indeed she won that, looking really, really neat. And you know, she's a beautiful athlete, and you know, let's see how the season marks for her. What else was going on? Well, Mark McGinley was in Spain, not in athletics terms, but in a triathlon, and indeed an Ironman competition there, qualification competition for the World Ironman, and he had to, you know, really get up to speed on that, and he's trained extremely well, the Glen Swilly man, and he finished sixth in his age category, 15th overall, and indeed the good, really, really good news is he qualified for the World Ironman in November. His time 70.3, so really 70.3, so that's a really big performance from Mark McGinley. Mark McGinley, of course, is an excellent athlete. He's a member of Finn Valley. He's a member of the 24/7 triathlon club in Letterkenny. So, and he has been really putting in the hard graft over the last few months. So well done to Mark. He's a brother, indeed, worth mentioning, of Sean McGinley, who won the Northwest last weekend as well. So that's the story there. What's coming up in the future? Well, the 5K National Championship, that's on next weekend in the Phoenix Park. A good Donegal interest in that. And on a on a sadder note, we note the passing of Paddy O'Donnell from Killybegs, formerly of Killybegs Athletic Club. Paddy was an absolutely prominent athlete in the 70s and 80s. He was the team lead athlete with Killybegs Athletic Club, with a very good Killybegs team. He was on the Donegal team. He was on Ulster teams. He won Ulster titles. And, you know, beginning with the Ulster youth title at the early stages of his career in the mid-70s. And, you know, premature really at the pass at an early stage in his life, but hasn't been well recently. So we offer our sympathy and the sympathy of Donegal Athletics to Paddy O'Donnell's family in Killybegs, and we note the passing of a great athlete. So Paddy O'Donnell, may he rest in peace.